Today in Science from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you view a round solar eclipse through a square hole? Here's a cool way to watch the eclipse and learn about the weird physics of light while you're at it. By Red Elaine. If you live in the U.S. and missed the last total solar eclipse in 2017, good news. A total solar eclipse is passing through Texas and the Midwest states today, April 8th. Remember that in a solar eclipse, the moon's shadow falls on the Earth. If you're in the shadow, it's going to look really weird, but also awesome. Even if you're not in the path of totality, you can still see something. All of the continental states will get at least a partial eclipse. And does this even need to be said? Never look at the sun without special glasses, even when it's mostly blocked by the moon. But there's another way to view the solar eclipse without glasses, using a pinhole projector. It's super simple to make and easy to use. All you need is something flat like a piece of cardboard. Then you poke a hole in it with a pin. That's pretty much it. When light from the sun passes through the hole, it will project an image onto some flat surface, like a sidewalk. If you did this on a normal day, you'd see a circular dot of light. You might think that's because the hole is round, but during the eclipse, you will see a crescent shape caused by the moon passing in front of the sun. It's both awesome and safe for your eyes. Actually, you don't even need to make a pinhole viewer. They already exist all around us. If you stand under a tree, the small spaces between the leaves will act as pinholes to project a bunch of little crescent images. Just for fun, here's a question for you. Most pinholes are round because pins have cylindrical shafts. But what if you replaced the circular hole with a square one? What shape would a round sun project onto the ground? Would it be a circle? Would it be a square? Or maybe it would be a squircle. What about a triangular hole? What would happen then? Try to guess. And while you're thinking about that, let's talk about pinholes. Consider the absolute simplest case, a tiny circular hole with a tiny red light. Since the hole is small, there's only one way for the light to pass through. This means it will hit a screen in a straight line from the source and through the hole. Now what if we add a second light source? Let's say it's green. Now we get two spots on the screen, since the green light can also pass through the hole only one way. But the spots on the screen would be upside down relative to the lights. You could also add a bunch more lights in between that would create a series of spots across the screen. Now, let's take that idea to the extreme and replace the lights with a continuous object like a cat, where light reflecting off each point on the cat would pass through the tiny hole at a different angle. Light from the top of the cat would make a spot at the bottom of the screen. Light from the bottom of the cat would hit the top, and likewise for everything in between. Altogether, we get an entire image of the cat upside down on the screen. Yes, a pinhole can create an image similar to the way a camera does. There's one big difference, though. The cat image will be very dim. Because the hole is so tiny, it only lets a small amount of light through. A camera gets around that by using a larger aperture, with a lens to focus the image on the screen, the film or sensor. But you actually could use this simple setup to make a pinhole camera. It's a real thing. But what about holes that are not tiny and not round? When the hole is larger than a pinprick, it gets complicated. But we can approximate the effect by using lots of little pinholes close together. Let's start with two tiny holes. Now there are two paths of light from the source to make it to the screen. That means there are two spots. Adding the green light, both lights make two spots. Now let's say there's a bunch of tiny holes arranged in a grid to approximate a square hole. Of course, The more holes you use, the closer it will be to an actual square hole. Let's use 25 holes arranged in a 5mm wide grid, so each light will make 25 spots on the screen. Each light source would cast a square image onto the screen. That's sort of what you'd expect. A square hole makes a square image. But let's stop and think about that. This would actually be an upside-down image of the object, which, instead of a cat, is a pair of lights 6 centimeters apart, and the two parts of the image are made of squares. How about another example? What if we use a circular light, like a ring of light around the total eclipse, passing through a triangular hole? Again, if the screen is next to the hole, you get the shape of the hole, a triangle. If it's farther away, you get the shape of the light source, a circle. So the shape of both the light source and the hole do indeed matter. When the screen is close to the hole, it's a triangle made up of circles. When it's far from the hole, it's a circle made of triangles. That's just cool. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.